Good evening, Philippe Borel.
Good evening, Roland Katz.
We are very happy to welcome you in Auroville Radio. And I think you're here, I'm sure you're here for the Auroville Film Festival. So before maybe to ask you some questions, maybe you can say a few words about your itinerary in the movie world.
Okay, I have been making first reports for TV in France, news reports for magazine shows like La Marche du Siècle for French listeners, French people listeners, and 24 Hours, which was famous in France in the 90s on Canal Plus. And I was graduated from a journalism school, which is famous in Paris, the Centre de Formation des Journalistes, which was created at the end of Second World War, and by the resistance.
Yeah.
And in fact, I considered my job as a duty, as a political duty. I mean, and an eye opener to help people to consider life and society in a different way, because mainstream medias, and when I started to work, there were only 5 networks in France. Yeah. Now there are over 200 or 300. Yeah. I think that journalism or documentary filmmaking should be an eye opener to help people think and to help them to put in perspective what is at stake in society, what is the evolution of our world. And our world is changing so fast right now with technologies.
So you mean that even when you began, even as a student,
yes,
when you began to learn this work, you were, it was in your mind to be involved in political, you mean?
Not necessarily from the beginning, but consciously. It was unconscious, maybe, at the beginning. Yeah. And many people working in the press or for medias in France, and I think it's the same worldwide, they come from the upper middle class, maybe the bourgeoisie. Yeah. So it's one point of view of the leading people.
Yeah.
And myself, I'm more like a mixed origin and like a bastard.
Even when you began in your study, you were involved in that kind of political behavior or changing things, and why?
I wasn't at the beginning. It was maybe unconscious, and it came because years after years, when I was filming a reality on the fields, I could face a situation of wars, of social injustice worldwide. I mean, in so many different situations,
yeah.
And progressively, I had this consciousness coming, and.
And,
yes.
And there's a link with your own story as a family or as a migrant or something like that?
Yes, my mother was born in Algeria when it was a part of France.
Yeah.
And at 16 she was she had to move away back to France.
With her parents.
She was 16 only, and she had to leave one day to the other and take the boat, and her parents were just poor immigrants from Spain and Italy. So
you are very concerned what's happening now.
Yeah, in a way. Yeah. It was easier because she was French. I mean, yeah. She is French. Than it is now for so many different kind of people, refugees from Syria and all these war zones, but also people escaping and trying to escape poverty. I mean, from Africa, from Eastern countries. And so, yes, I understand this. And I think that medias are not neutral. It's false to say that there is objectivity.
Yeah.
There is always a point of view. And in the mainstream media, always promote the leading society point of view. I mean, the bourgeoisie, the upper middle class point of view, which is not in the interest of the lower classes.
So it means that since many, many years, you are involved in that kind of willing to change the world by making movies?
Maybe I could help for that, hopefully. But I could witness the fact it is changing fast and not necessarily in the good way, good track. And catch this with my camcorder, my camera. And now it's evolving because I can be part with my films, I can be part of a kind of a popular education populaire, which could help people to understand what is at stake. Mm. I like to do puzzle-like films, to put in perspectives, different points of view and different angles, different dark side, positive side, which sounds manichaeous, but which exists in our society, and that could help. That can help to take conscious.
Yeah. So it is your first time now in Auroville.
Second time, in fact,
you came before.
I came, but so shortly. It was one evening in 2004. 11 years ago, and I was filming with Gilbert Charles. We were filming a 26-minute report about a suicidal phenomenon by peasants here in this country.
Yeah.
Tens of thousands of peasants, poor peasants, committing suicides because of indebtedness, and mainly also because they were convinced by commercials and greed to abandon their own ways of cultivating different kinds of diversity of products and investing in, for instance, GMO cotton, which is a...
It is the Vandana Shiva's...
It was already years ago Vandana Shiva's fight, and I could meet her in 2004. So we were with Gilbert, we were in Pondicherry, or around to film, in order to film the father of the so-called Green Revolution in India in the 60s, the guy who say we have to buy chemicals and transform our we have to feed this country, and it was the way to promote the Western point of view and the Western chemicals and the Western fertilizers and so on. And I'm happy to know that today there are people in this country who realize that it was a bullshit, that it was a lie, and it was important to rediscover or to protect the knowledge of these people. People like Bunker Roy in the Barefoot College, or people like Vandana Shiva.
Maybe. Because we don't have so much time, because in maybe 15 minutes you will have to go to the Cinema Paradiso to present your own movie.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the plan of this week for you?
In fact, I could watch many of the films, and there are so many. Thanks to hard drive, I could watch them before. So.
Yeah.
I will have free time, and I'm glad to be part of two workshops on Monday or Tuesday with students, local students, to talk about filmmaking. And I'll be meeting with people here, I'd like to, or Auroviliens, if you hear me.
You'd like to?
I'd like to meet with them, Even if it's a very short time, I will be left in a week. So I leave on Wednesday evening.
That's short,
That's short. But the first time was only for an evening. This time is for a week. Next time would be for maybe a month or I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, so this is your wish, in fact. You are in Auroville to be part of the festival as a jury, but your hope is to meet Aurovillian. So if people from Auroville Radio is listening to us, mm-hmm. please, they can call us at the radio and we will make the link with you.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for all, for everything, and I wish you a very good and happy stays and moments here in Auroville.
Thank you, Auroville.